Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes at SaveYourLife.com. And I neglected to mention during the food show that Newbury Park Pastries is open today, and they're having Felon's Family Farm coming to set up from 11 till 2. The shop itself is open from 11 to 4 today. Newbury Park Pastries also sells at the Brighton Farmers Market, but that is not open at this point for the winter. Next couple months they are taking a break, and it does look like there's some work going on at their future permanent winter location for the Brighton Farmers Market on Westfall Road, by the Hopkins Farm, in a former barn. But so they have made progress there. I would guess next winter it would be in full operation, but with the pandemic, I think there's probably been no hurry to try to finish it this winter, and the farmer's market will not happen indoors, at least for the time being. They're taking January and February off, and then they'll reevaluate as we get closer to March. But if you want some greens, root vegetables, Felon's Family Farm will be at Newbury Park Pastries today. Mushroom Boulevard, which is in the Genesee Regional Market, and a bunch of businesses have been expanding in that Genesee Regional Market, including Blue Toad Hard Cider and Donna Marie Gluten Free Bakery and Kneeblock, which has a large space in there. And there's a couple other spots that are available. It'll be interesting to see what moves in there. But Newbury Park Pastries is kind of on the other end of the Genesee Regional Market on Mushroom Boulevard, and sort of at the end of Mushroom Boulevard, which is parallel to Jefferson Road. You kind of end up in back of the Christmas Tree Shop and Home Depot, if you can imagine, sort of visualize where to go for a Newbury Park Pastries. So, 11 to 4 today, the market's open, or her shop is open. She's got desserts as well as pot pies. The write-up in the Democrat and Chronicle, like 2 months ago now, in November, about her turkey dinner in a pot pie just caused her to sell out for much of the last couple of months. So she's been busy. Great to see that kind of coverage and support for local small businesses. And Kate Schlenker, the owner and baker, has been great about trying to incorporate some of these local farms and other businesses on Saturdays. And today's a mild day. In fact, the sun is kind of out, and it's going to be near 40 degrees. So kind of a nice day to go out. And she does ask if you wear a mask, which if by this point with the pandemic getting worse and a new variant that may be far more contagious, already here in Rochester, much less in the United States, if you're not wearing a mask by now, there's not much hope. I mean, if the news doesn't make you want to wear a mask to protect yourself and others, then we'll just have to try to avoid people like that if they go in stores or indoor spaces. It's pretty obvious that masks work. It's when people don't use them and think they're safe, and it turns out they're not at these small indoor gatherings. So be super careful the next couple of months. Wear a mask, and let's get through this pandemic alive. And it's wearing a mask works. Just people get fed up with doing it. So if you know of some other small businesses or places around the Finger Lakes that I should mention, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. If you own one or work for one, you know, mention that, but feel free to send me the information as well. And I'm going to be doing a couple more road trips over the next several weeks, which I highly recommend. I'm being extra careful. I'm not doing a lot of indoor things, but going places and spending much time indoors. But you know, driving in my car really is a pretty safe activity, other than other drivers and you know my needing to watch the road instead of watching everything around me. And so Chris Clemens and I have done several of these road trips where we're in separate cars, but we have our phones, you know, on speaker, or Bluetooth, and we can chat while we're driving around the region. But it's far better to be in the car together with someone, but that would be an extended time in a car with someone, you know, wearing masks, and we'd rather not do that. So we don't have to wear masks. We're in cars, you know, following each other. And we went to Corning. We went to Sodus. Gone a few different places. And it's a lot of fun. And we've seen a lot of cool architecture, some strange things. We went to see the railroad roundhouse in Manchester. Discovered after an article in the DNC, the Fluffing Feathers Bakery, which is in Manchester, which has some very nice people and some really good baked goods. Also, I stopped by our bakery here in the 19th Ward now, a new bakery, Molecular. Has opened, and this is a gluten-free bakery, which has phenomenal crusts on their things. I had a cherry crostini recently, and actually took that out on a hike, along with a couple chocolate chip cookies, just to get me through the hike, you know. And wow, the crust on that crostini was fantastic. Anyone who was, you know, just not concerned at all about gluten-free, just looking for good baked goods, you should check out Molecular. Their pecan tart is fabulous, and again, the crust, just amazing. No one is going to guess that these are gluten-free, really. I don't think. I gave samples of these to several people who are you know, pretty careful tasters, and they didn't believe they were gluten-free. So really nice people in there, too. So Molecular is open at Brooks Landing, Genesee Street, right at sort of Plymouth turns into Brooks Avenue, pedestrian bridge to the U of R. Pretty area to walk in. You got the Riverway Trail as well as on both sides of the river, and you know the campus to walk around in. And pick up some. They also do calzones and pizza there, gluten free. I haven't tried those yet. Looking forward to trying those at Molecular. So, it invariably when I go off on road trips, there's a bakery which is part of the planning to drive by or the destination in some cases, it's a kind of a fun goal to try out new bakeries, and we have a lot of really good bakeries in our region. So if you run into one, and I haven't been to all of them, I think I saw a new one in Penn Yan that I drove by when I didn't. Well, it was later in the day, so they weren't open, but I think they are open. Just probably mornings, maybe early afternoons. I have to try that one in Penn Yan, and they're. Probably of others. There seems to be kind of a mini boom in small bakeries in fairly small towns like Manchester, which is Manchester's a very small town and just off the thruway. Again, let me know if you're traveling somewhere or thinking about a road trip somewhere and want some ideas on places to look for, to walk through, to drive by, to hikes, etc. Maybe I can give you some suggestions or some sources of places to find a few more details. I'm probably going to be heading to Albion at some point. I hear there's a really good Mexican restaurant there. I've got to get down to try the dumplings, sans dumplings at Chemeter Wines. This is Johannes Reinhardt's, he and his wife have wonderful winery. They've expanded right across the street from Anthony Road, where he was the longtime winemaker on Seneca Lake. That's the west side of the lake, just south of Fox Run. So you should visit Fox Run. And there's the new Scout Vineyards, which is just north of Fox Run on Seneca Lake. But they've been doing these dumplings at Chemeter Wines for at least a year, maybe a year and a half, and I just haven't been able to get there. It's limited hours, so I would check or call first, but I'm guessing, knowing the two of them, these are going to be really good dumplings. The photos I've seen look awesome, and I've heard a lot about it from knowledgeable people who love food, who've been there. And I've had some really disappointing dumplings a few places, and so I've become more wary, I guess. But these look exceptional, and it's only an hour away. You can get down to Fox Run Vineyards in an hour, and it's pretty easy. Speaking of Fox Run Vineyards, and by the way, a lot of the wineries, or maybe most of them, that are open during the winter, and most are, will do curbside pickup. But generally, they are not very busy. Very few people visiting the wine region and the winery tasting rooms this time of year. They're not doing the big wine events in general, so chocolate and wine is not happening this year on Seneca Lake. And they do these because they're trying to get people in the door. And January and February are the two quietest months of the year. So if you want to avoid crowds, that makes it a really good time to visit the tasting rooms. Not all of them are offering tastings. Not all of them have their regular hours. So do a little bit of research or check with me if you're wondering about a few places. But many of them are open, and at least for going in and getting some wine. And I'm going to, either Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to visit probably a couple of wineries and get some sparkling wine, because I'm looking forward to having a bottle of sparkling wine from the Finger Lakes on after the inauguration. This is a big deal. I'm very excited about it, and really far more excited about the inauguration than the New Year's Eve. So got to have a really nice sparkling wine from the Finger Lakes for this Wednesday night, and toast a new president and vice president, science will finally be respected once again in the administration in Washington. So looking forward to a nice sparkling wine on Wednesday night. And there are many, many options for sparkling wine in the Finger Lakes. If you didn't have one for New Year's Eve from the Finger Lakes, maybe Wednesday night's the night to do that, or think about getting a couple to have on hand for future get-togethers and mini celebrations. You can also, the wineries ship them. So if you have, if you want to celebrate something this winter, and you can't get together with family and friends the way you normally would have, maybe ship some Finger Lakes wine or wines from around New York State. You can send them a couple bottles. You get a couple of those bottles and open them over Zoom and toast the birthday or anniversary or inauguration or whatever it is over Zoom with each of you having some local sparkling wine or red or white or whatever. There are many options, ice wine for that matter. So again, our region is a cool climate region, which is one of the reasons that sparkling wine is so good from the Finger Lakes. Champagne in France is a cool climate. In fact, it's so cool that the grapes don't always ripen enough, and they actually, that's one of the reasons that they focus on sparkling wine. In the past, sparkling wine was the main wine that was made here in the 1800s. It was not made with Chardonnay and Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier. It was made with Catawba and native and hybrid grapes. But they made a lot of sparkling wine in the 1800s here in the Finger Lakes. An astounding amount, actually, that unless you see the photos or the figures or, you know, the articles and books about it, it's hard to comprehend, actually, how much they made and shipped around the country and some degree around the world. That sparkling wine is coming back in the Finger Lakes, and again we have an ideal climate for it. It's cool enough to make really good sparkling wine, but it's warm enough to ripen the grapes so that we don't have to chaptalize to add sugar, and we can also make table wines with these grapes. So if you didn't have a Finger Lakes sparkling wine for New Year's Eve, get one or get several to have here in 2021, maybe to celebrate the inauguration, maybe to celebrate getting your vaccine, the end of this pandemic. There's going to be a lot of celebrating when it ends, and it will end, I think. In spite of these variants and other things, I think we just have to get through the next couple of months being careful and not overwhelming the hospitals. I mean, that's really, that is the key. Because if the hospital is overwhelmed, they can't take the other people who fall on the ice and, break their legs or ribs or whatever. The injuries, the illnesses, the heart attacks, the strokes that happen, no matter whether it's a pandemic or not, our hospitals need to be able to treat those people. And we are getting to a point where that is becoming far more challenging. So be careful. If you want to get out of the house, go for a walk, go for a hike, go to a neighborhood that maybe you've driven through or remember seeing some cool houses in, and find a spot to park nearby and walk around the neighborhood. I've been driving through a lot of neighborhoods lately around Rochester and the area, and there are very few people out walking. You're not going to run into many people walking down the sidewalk in a lot of these areas. And you'll see some really neat architecture. You'll see things that you won't be able to see when you're driving as you're going too fast. And this way you can stop, you can take photos, you can admire small details of architecture or gardens, shrubs and trees during the winter. They're still interesting. And, you know, there are, you know, all kinds of interesting neighborhoods, whether it's Maplewood, our 19th Ward, the South Wedge, Browncroft. You know, these have some very cool houses. You know, areas of Brighton. You know, and then, you know, any of the surrounding communities have historic homes and businesses, and yeah, it's mild out. Get out and enjoy this warm weather, and send me a photo or two or 10, or, you know, if you see some cool things, small little details or really gorgeous houses. I was driving through Weedsport a couple months ago. I was scouting for the spotted lanternfly, which can't do much spotting during the winter, but I was in the fall, I was looking for it, and Weedsport was one of the places I visited. And I'd never really driven through Weedsport. You know, there's the main street. I'd driven down that once or twice before, but sort of went into some of the back neighborhoods, and they had some of the largest, coolest houses that I've seen. And again, a lot of these communities along the Erie Canal were far busier, far more prosperous, you know, 100 years ago. And so a lot of the architecture remains, not always on the main street, but driving around and exploring a little, you'll see some really neat things, some beautiful small cemeteries that are like parks, and yeah, just lots of things to explore. So send me notes and ideas on where you've been, and I'll update you next weekend on where I go this week. We'll be back tomorrow with The Grapevine, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning here at SaverLife.com. Have a great day.